The sport of bronco branding has finally returned to its birthplace in Central Australia. More than 30 years after renowned cattlemen R.M. Williams and Ted Hayes established the sport, teams from across the country have returned to the Alice Springs region to show off their calf roping and branding skills. Hello, I'm Katrina Bevan. I'm at a dry and dusty Undoolia station, just outside of town, where cattle, horses and riders are all assembled. I've enlisted the help of Nicole Hayes to explain what bronco branding is all about. Her husband Ben is Ted's grandson.
So basically it's the old way that they used to catch cattle and brand them, bring them up to a panel. That's when before we had days of having a calf cradle that was a little bit easier now. So they just rope them, bring them up to a cradle and then put a leg rope on front and back, and then you have someone come and grab a brand and brand them and earmark them at the same time.
While this traditional calf roping method is seldom used on stations today, it makes for a fun, social, sporting activity. There's no hot branding irons used in the competition events. The calves just get a paint mark on their side to show they've been successfully roped and branded.
It's only for fun now, which I think for you, the old fellas probably would see the funny side of.
Bronco branding teams have got used to travelling to Unadatta in South Australia for the national titles in recent years. Now they're travelling to the Red Centre to compete. Sisters Hazel Windsor and Shirley McNamara come from northwest Queensland. It's their first time in Alice Springs.
It took us 2 days to get here, and beautiful day and good crowd, and the competition's pretty good, I think.
Worth the long drive?
Yeah, it is really. It is really. We travel as a family basically in a heap of bronco branding crews, and my grandson competes as well, and he caught his 3 calves in the novice this morning, so that was really, really good.
For Hazel, it's been a successful day so far.
Well, we've done it for years in the stock camps and it just come naturally to you. I've caught me 3 calves in the novice.
Yep.
I've got the doubles to do.
Both sisters would like to see these events become as popular as other Australian-born horse sports, such as camp drafting.
It's kept going. I think it's fantastic. Actually, this is where they held the first event back in 1985, I think it was, or 84, I'm not sure.
84, yeah.
And I didn't know that, and it's just great that it's to be able to come here and participate in it for the championships.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful because there's a lot of young people around here as well. So,
as well as friendly competition, there's also a serious side to the day. The sport has returned to its birthplace to raise awareness around men's rural health. Shane Muldoon from organisation Broken Spur plans events like this every year to highlight the cause. He says bronco branding at Undoolia was ideal for reaching key demographics.
City people, we work on a metropolitan template, which doesn't work for people out in the bush. So in what happens is the statistics are pretty bad for people who live in the bush, and in particular men.
What particular health issues are we talking? Mental health or just health in general?
Initially we started off with cancer. I was diagnosed with cancer in 2012 and I had issues. But since looking into it, it's not only cancer, it's transplant patients, it's mental health. So we've sort of evolved, and now we look at the holistic view of health. There are issues and there are people out there that can give you a hand. And part of our program is going to government and saying, well, look, if a bloke presents or a family presents, let's have systems in place where they get treated, not just treated as a number.
There's plans afoot to continue to make this an annual event, with organisers keen to come back and do it all again next year. Nicole Hayes again.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so, definitely. And hopefully we can get a few more Territorian teams nominating in that, because not a lot of us have horses anymore that can bronco, so we've got to train a few horses. We've got one in the process at the moment, just had a harness gear on the other day, so hopefully he'll be ready for next year.
Back next year.
Yeah. He's not quite ready yet, so...
Mount Ida.